Greetings, everybody. Rabbi Rafi Mandelson speaking. Zocha, this week to have the privilege to share a short Dvar Torah with you. The Shulchan Aruch Kadosh tells us that every time that we have a yontif throughout the calendar, you can, out of doubt, find the connection between that particular yontif and the Parshas HaShavua that correspond to that time of the year. So Yom HaTzmaut, of course, being a very modern-day yontif, only 70 years old, can we find the connection between Yom HaTzmaut and Parshas Yisrael Metzora? I'm sure we can, as hard as it may be. When talking about Tzoras, you have to realize one thing. Tzoras makes no sense. The Ramban explains, why is there an Isra D'Oraisa, a prohibition in the Torah, a lo tase, to cut off the part of your skin that may be infected with Tzoras? It's because you simply have to realize that you can't solve this problem using normal medical solutions. You can't cut away Tzoras. Tzoras is an ailment that is given to you because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing you for whatever you may have done. Lashon Hara, or other particular averos associated with Tzoras. So by cutting it off, you're trying to show that what? You can solve this problem? You can't solve the problem. You have to go through the procedure by going to the Kohen, and of course, depending on the nature of the Tzoras, the process, of course, with the Karbanos, the Metzorah, we know from the Parsha. There is one exception, however. There is one case where we actually assume that you are allowed to cut away Tzoras, and that's when the Tzoras appears on the Orla of a boy. When a person is involved in the mitzvah of bris milah, the question, of course, is, well, wait a second. Can I cut off Tzoras to perform the mitzvah of bris milah? And the Gemara tells us, yes. The principle of aseh doka lo taseh governs that you should actually perform the aseh. As when the aseh and lo taseh coincide in the exact same action, the aseh wins. There are certain exceptions depending on how severe the lo taseh is, but we assume that the mitzvah of bris milah allows you to cut away the orla, the foreskin, even though the foreskin has Tzoras on it. So I saw this week in the Sefer Talal Yoros a beautiful explanation as to why. Based on the Ramban, that of course Tzoras normally, which covers the skin of a Jewish person, of course it demonstrates how a Jewish person is not governed, at least certainly in this respect, by Tzoras. It's not governed by the laws of nature. It's not a medical disease. But it is when it comes to the foreskin. The very part of the body that we're meant to remove, in demonstrating our unique Kedushas Yisrael, that part of the body is of course judged by normal rules of nature. It is the one part of the body that is purely natural. And therefore, you can cut off Tzoras in that part of the body, no problem. But for the rest of the body, that we assume that we, the Jewish people, are blessed to have a unique Hashkacha, and sometimes we're reminded of that unique Hashkacha when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us by giving us an ailment that again defies the laws of nature. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, you need to look closely to realize just how much Eretz Yisrael's own existence, without any shadow of a doubt, defies the laws of nature. Just look at history. When the Tochacha says that when we are kicked out of the land of Israel, it will be barren. It will no longer provide its fruits. For thousands of years, people have looked upon the land of Israel as nothing other than sand dunes. Empty, desolate, uninhabitable land. Until all of a sudden the Jewish people returned to its homeland, starting over around 100 years ago, with slowly but surely the kibbutzim and cities being rebuilt. Oh my gosh, unbelievable. All of a sudden we see that its fruits and trees, the beauty of Eretz Yisrael returns. It is not governed by the normal rules. We are zocha to be living in a time where we can see firsthand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special relationship with Eretz Yisrael, and that relationship exists through us, the Jewish people, with our inhabitants of the Jewish land by the Jewish people. It will exist in a supernatural way. Just like Tzoras, unfortunately, reminds us that although we thought we can speak Lashon Hara, who's going to really notice? It's not so severe. It's not even on lo taseh that comes with an action. There's no punishment in Bezdin for speaking Lashon Hara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminds us in a very, very visible way. Look what happens to you. Don't forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything, and that you as a Jew can't assume that you just function based on the normal rules of nature. We are, in fact, meant to be above that. We are meant to live in a life that is l'malam min ha-teva. And if you need any reminder, look at Eretz Yisrael. That's the land that we are meant to live in. The land that also lives l'malam min ha-teva, which we zocha this week to appreciate the Kedusha that we have as the Jewish people, and that we live under the guidance and under the Hashkacha Pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'malo min ha-teva, and we should be blessed to do so in the land of Israel, the land that also exists l'malo min ha-teva. Shabbat shalom.